Darth Maar was the last of the assembled Dark Council members to arrive at their secret chamber beneath the Citadel. He'd scheduled the meeting, contacting the others only hours after learning of Darth Grievous's death. But even though he'd summoned them, he still had no idea what he was going to say. He'd reviewed the official records of the battle over Lerator, including transcriptions of the communications between Grievous and Carrot in the field reports filed by Moff Lorman. The Ascendant Spear dropped out of hyperspace beyond range of the Republic scanners, at which time Darth Carrot informed Darth Grievous of our arrival.
Darth Grievous, this is Darth Carrot. The Ascendant Spear is at your disposal.
Disengage, Carrot. We didn't call for reinforcements. This is my battle to win, not yours.
Darth Carrot disregarded Darth Grievous' request, choosing to aid the Imperial war effort by engaging the enemy fleet. After the Ascendant Spear disposed of one of the Republic hammerheads, Darth Grievous and Darth Carrot had the following exchange.
You think this will turn the Dark Council against me, Carrot? You could take out every Republic ship in this quadrant, but when it comes time to choose someone to join their ranks, they'll still pick me over a Fallen.
You do not grasp the danger you are in, Grievous. You could be killed in this battle. I am here to ensure a desirable outcome for the Empire.
Ignore the Republic ships! Fire on the Ascended Spear! Destroy it at all costs! Do not let it!
At this time, Grievous switched to an auxiliary communications channel. Shortly after this, he fired on the Ascendant Spear as we continued to engage the Republic fleet. Darth Carrot was forced to destroy Grievous and his fleet to defend her ship and crew. The official military review would clearly show Grievous had been in the wrong. However, it was obvious to Maar, just as it would be obvious to everyone on the Dark Council, that Carrot had intentionally goaded him into firing the first shot. The fact that Carrot had brazenly defied Maar's instructions and undermined his attempts to unify the Sith by eliminating a rival was disturbing. He was starting to wonder if granting her a seat on the Dark Council would be more trouble than it was worth. His immediate concern, however, was dealing with the fallout from the other Sith lords assembled in the room.
Darth Maar,
Vauron said by way of greeting.
It's impolite to keep us all waiting.
Maar ignored the Sith's sardonic words.
You all know what happened to Grievous, he said, getting straight to the matter at hand. You all know why we're here.
It seems Grievous is no longer a viable candidate, Vauron said with a coy smile. Does this mean Carrot is our choice by default?
That question must be answered by the entire Dark Council,
Maar replied, bracing himself for the outrage and protests of the others. There was an unexpected silence before the ancient Darth Rictus spoke up.
Carrot answered the question for us, he proclaimed. She bested her rival with strength, yet was cunning enough to make it appear she was in the right. These are the traits of a true Sith.